Recorded Books and RB Digital present Liquid Rules, The Delightful and Dangerous Substances That Flow Through Our Lives by Mark Miodovnik, narrated by Michael Page. Introduction. Peanut butter, honey, pesto sauce, toothpaste, and, most painfully, a bottle of single malt whiskey. These are just some of the liquids I've had confiscated at airport security. I inevitably lose the plot in such situations. I say things like, I want to see your supervisor, or peanut butter is not a liquid, even though I know it is. Peanut butter flows and assumes the shape of its container. That is what liquids do. And so peanut butter is one. Even so, it just infuriates me that in a world full of smart technology, airport security still can't tell the difference between a liquid spread and a liquid explosive. Although bringing more than 3.4 ounces of liquid through security has been banned since 2006, our detection technology has not improved much in that time. X-ray machines can see through your luggage to detect objects. In particular, they alert security to suspicious shapes, distinguishing guns from hair dryers and knives from pens. But liquids don't have a shape. They just take the form of whatever is containing them. Airport scanning technology can also detect density and a range of chemical elements. But here again, they run into problems. The molecular makeup of the explosive nitroglycerin, for instance, is similar to peanut butters. They're both made from carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. And yet one is a liquid explosive, while the other is just, well, delicious. There are an enormous number of dangerous...